This is VOA News, via reporter Melton.
Seven Minneapolis police officers have quit as the future of the city's entire police department is uncertain after the death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody last month. It is unclear if their leaving has anything to do directly with Floyd. The department sent a statement to Minneapolis radio station WCCO saying, "People choose to leave employment for a myriad of reasons." But several officers have told the Minneapolis Star Tribune newspaper that they are upset by the mayor's decision to abandon the city's third precinct during the Floyd protests 2 weeks ago. All 12 city council members said in a resolution last week that they intend to dismantle the city's police department and replace it with what they call a transformative new model for cultivating safety. The details of that are unclear. 14 police officers who say they're speaking for hundreds in the Department of Officers in Minneapolis have written an open letter to the people of Minneapolis condemning the policeman, Derek Chauvin, who kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes before Floyd died. The letter states Derek Chauvin failed as a human being and stripped George Floyd of his dignity and life. This is not who we are. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder and three other officers with aiding and abetting. Atlanta police have fired the white officer who shot and killed a black man Friday night after the suspect apparently grabbed the officer's taser and tried to escape. The department has also placed a second officer on administrative leave. On Saturday, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields resigned over the incident. Saturday night saw protests and a fire at the Wendy's fast food restaurant where the incident took place. Protesters continued to surround the restaurant on Sunday. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday the U.S. economy, the world's largest, is now in a recovery stage from the debilitating efforts of the coronavirus pandemic that closed thousands of businesses, even as forecasters say unemployment figures will remain high for months. Kudlow told CNN on Sunday, and this is a quote, "I think we are on our way back. 2021 is going to be a solid, solid year." He indicated the $600 a week unemployment compensation supplement the federal government has been paying more than 40 million unemployed workers who get that in addition to their state jobless benefits. That compensation is likely to end as scheduled at the end of July. However, Kudlow said the Trump administration is envisioning some kind of bonus to return to work for those who've been laid off. The official jobless rate was 13.3% in May, although officials say that when a survey error was accounted for, the rate should have totaled 16.4%. Afghanistan's warring sides have agreed to open long-awaited peace talks in Qatar, possibly later this month, to negotiate a sustainable ceasefire and political settlement to years of conflict in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgency on Sunday confirmed to VOA the breakthrough development, but did not say when the dialogue will begin. An Afghan government source told VOA that President Ashraf Ghani has accepted a Qatari government proposal for hosting the intra-Afghan talks in Doha, the Gulf state's capital, where the Islamist Taliban maintains its political office. A gas tanker blast in China's Zhejiang province killed at least 19 people and injured more than 170, state media reported on Sunday. The tanker truck transporting liquefied petroleum gas exploded at a highway exit in Wenling on Saturday afternoon, and that's according to Xinhua News Agency. Flames and smoke engulfed the area, causing damages to a factory as well as homes and vehicles close to the site of the accident. China's Central Television reported that the cause of the accident was under investigation. The Chinese government authority responsible for safety production called for a speedy investigation. It did not specify a deadline. Bollywood actor Sushant Singh Rajput was found dead in his Mumbai home on Sunday. He was 34. Citing police sources, local media reported the actor was found hanging in his apartment in an apparent suicide, but that no note was found. Indian social media was flooded with messages from politicians, athletes, and fellow Bollywood stars memorializing Rajput. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.